We're going to the game.
You know what? I don't want to play defense. Are you kidding me?
What's game noon?
What the hell's going on? You're playing it safe.
I'm brick.
It's amazing. No way in hell I'm touching it. Are you kidding? That was really fun.
Hello and welcome to the Sports Anomaly. I'm your host, Adrian Todd-Zaniga, and I'm coming to you live. How else am I going to come to you? This is a podcast you're listening to after I've recorded. Usually on the show, we would go through a series of categories. We would have guests. I would call out Fats Ducati and the great Perfect Tommy for donating via Patreon. But today is a special episode because I'm like a ball of rage about the situation. So this is a rant episode, and it might last 20 seconds before I punch this microphone through the window. Or it could last 2.5 hours. We're going to see. I expect 11 minutes. Who knows? First of all, I want to talk about my hate of the week. Now, I'm in a Madden league, a Madden 21 league, a very well-respected league. The whole deal is like punt on fourth down, which if you're not punting on fourth down, fucking quit it. Like, just punt the fucking ball on fourth down, because then the person on the other end of the, screen in online games goes, oh, I'm going to quit being a douche too. And then they're going to be nicer to people. They're going to help ladies across the street and less people will get shot. Or if they get shot, there will be justice. There's a lot going on there that we won't unpack right now. But I might in a second. Who knows? I'm steaming mad. So let's talk about my league. Again, we punt on fourth down. If you're running up the score, you don't. You just stop running up the score. And you just sort of run it with your backups. You can't overstat. You know, it's basically anti-asshole football. And in our league, we have a commissioner. And commissioners do tons of shit. Let's not deny it. If you're a commissioner of a 32-human league, like, you have busted your ass. And kudos to every commissioner, especially ours. Now, here's where we get to my hate of the week. Brought to you by me. First of all, Tua Tagovailoa is a left-handed quarterback. We all know this. We've seen him play football. In our league, our commissioner, who happens to have the Dolphins, his favorite team! That's what's even more mind-boggling. He just switched Tua to being right-handed. Now, I didn't notice this until game two of the league, because I'm just going about living my life. And so I write him. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? You can't have a right-handed Tua. And he's like, it doesn't matter. And I'm like, well, if it doesn't matter, make him left-handed. He's like, well, yeah, it doesn't matter, but I have to always flip the play. Now, here's something that I'm always going to rage against, usually privately, but I've got this podcast for a reason. It's basically for moments like this. Also, as an aside, can the Cubs quit losing to the Pirates? They're down 1-0 right now. I'm watching it half-assedly while I yell at you. And also, quit losing to the Pirates. Just win the division. Wrap it up. Okay, so I have no idea where I was, but I know what I'm generally yelling about. I said, if it's negligible or it doesn't matter, then turn around. He said, I always have to flip plays. I keep having to flip the playbook every time, and I just don't want to do that. Oh, I remember what I was talking about. Charm. I love charm. I'm like, that's what's always going to get me. And to me, if you have a left-handed quarterback, then you have a charming element. And to peel that out of the game and become like everybody else, it just seems stupid. And his other argument was all the playbooks are right-handed. What kind of jackassery is this? All the playbooks are right-handed. You have to flip the playbook. There's no right-handed or left-handed playbook. Madden's not wronging you. And if it is wronging you, then you're lying when you say it doesn't matter. It does matter. You're advantaging yourself by making it right-handed. But here's the thing. Just play left-handed anyway. It's fun. It's a great story. Also, in our league, a big thing for us is storylines. And we have a Discord channel. And I mean, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is my coach. I'm coach of the Washington football team, which in our league is the Washington Warrens, because Elizabeth Warren, who was my coach when I was with the Kansas City Chiefs, she left and she came over to the team and bought the team. So she owns the team. She hired AOC to be the coach. and I'm the dickhead play. I'm pressing buttons. Not very well. I'm 1-2, and the only team I did win, it was a guy who didn't have an Xbox yet, and he's 1-2. Also, can I just say, fuck the Xbox. I appreciate that it has Halo, I guess. Do they still have Halo? Who fucking cares? And great that you bought Bethesda, a bunch of games I do not care about. I wish I would have gotten a PlayStation 4, and I'm like, every day I nearly think about buying one, but I'm like, well, maybe I'll just wait. Let's see. Because they've got Spider-Man, run by the Fragile Eagle himself. Brian Intihar works on the Spider-Man game for PS4, and I'm this asshole with a fucking Xbox. That's ridiculous. Also, God of War. I haven't played the new one. What is the, that sucks. I like God of War a great deal. I can't play MLB The Show. I'm doing a sports video game podcast. I'm confessing that I haven't played MLB The Show because I'm not sure if I want to spend like $220. I gotta just buy a PlayStation 4. Anyway, there's tons of games. Eco, one of my all-time favorite games, probably my all-time favorite game. There's the trilogy, which I don't even know if it's actually the third part or what. That game isn't available to me because it's on PlayStation 4, and I'm an asshole with a fucking Xbox One. One being the lowest number besides zero, where PlayStation 4 has a 4 in it. 4-1, it's 4 times better, and I got an Xbox One. So let me say this. Our next league, if I'm getting a next-gen console, it's going to be a PlayStation 5, just so I can play all these fucking PlayStation 4 games, which I'm probably going to buy a PlayStation 4 in the next month, and then I'm an asshole who bought a fucking PlayStation 4 minutes before the next console came out. What a dickwad. Anyway, so, back to our league. All playbooks are right-handed. Fantastic. But my whole point is, my argument was pretty easy. It was, if it doesn't matter, then it doesn't matter, so don't change it. And secondly, Tua is left-handed. That isn't a jersey number situation. You don't just go, oh, I mean, my thought was like, oh, my 5'8 wide receiver, I'm going to make him 6'6. It doesn't matter. What's the difference? It's just a physical trait. And our guy, I'm astonished that he didn't ever mention it at the league, and I had to see it in game 2. Because if he would have mentioned it, I would have fucking just yelled at him relentlessly and shamed him into making a trade. He obviously has no shame. He hasn't even thought about turning him back. But also, like, bring a story. Say he actually writes right-handed and his dad's apparently a dickhead too and not the commissioner. Maybe, I don't know. The commissioner seems like he might have a nice dad or an asshole dad. You never know with people. But all I'm saying is bring me a story. Tell me a story. Tua, outside of his father's cruel hand, decided to go back to being right-handed or throw right-handed, which he's dreamed of doing, and now he's going to start doing it. But we didn't get any of that. I just got turned on my a Twitch stream like a fucking loser because there's a pandemic and you can't go have fun in the world in any real way without fearing death. So I'm sitting here and I'm like, I'm going to watch Xbox One football, which is weird because I'm actually watching more of those games than I ever thought I would, and it's pretty fun. I seem to care. I actually watch more Xbox One football than I watch NFL football. Judge me as you will, but the people in the game screen aren't being decimated brain-wise. So that's part of it. Also, I don't think I have another also about this Tua thing, but you cannot agree that it is pointless to flip the hand of a player if you listen to this podcast. You just can't. You can't be like, oh yeah. Well, I disagree. If it's a rookie, fine. Like some guy we've never heard of, but not a guy who exists, who we know is left-handed, whose two traits are he gets injured a lot and he's left-handed. So I now need to go check if our commissioner just was like, you know what? I don't think Tua should get injured a lot. That doesn't, it doesn't matter. So I busted his health rating up to 99. Who cares? It's just a thing. It's just a switch, a number. What's the difference? Anyway, Tua is left-handed. If somebody in your league tries to make a left-handed quarterback right-handed, I don't know what. Shit in their mailbox. That's exactly what to do. Go shit in their mailbox. And I don't want you turning the mailbox upside down or to the side where you can actually defecate it. You have to do it without like touching their property and just defecate into it. Also, I think it's a federal offense. I didn't tell you to do it. I'm just telling you to do it. It's just the right thing to do. So I'm not telling you to do it. It's just the right thing to do. Okay, moving on. Madden 21. What a shit show. Here's my position on Madden 21. I saw that it got a 0.4 on Metacritic from user reviews, and I was like, guys, come the fuck on. Like, it's not a 0.4. Literally, 0.4 means that when you buy the game, you have to buy it in disc form, and when you put it in, it shoots back out at you and nearly decapitates you or maims you in some serious, permanent way. That's a 0.4. To me, just like a working game is a 3 out of 10 automatically. Now, it got, I believe, a 6. The fucking Pirates homered again. God, Jesus, Lord. What the fuck? And a guy who basically weighs less than me is now circling the bases. He has a mustache. I didn't shave my mustache today because I think it's hilarious to have a mustache during a pandemic. And if I go out, generally I'm wearing a mask, so nobody knows I look so fucking weird. Okay, so Madden 21, a 0.4, you'd get at least a 3. I'm not saying Madden 21 is a 10 out of 10. I'm just saying, like, give it a 5, give it a 4. You're pissed off. All that being said, the game is kind of bad. I'm struggling. I am in my league, I'm 1-2. Whatever. Here's how I know it matters. When I'm playing a game in that league, I want to win with everything I've got. I'm trying my best. I'm punting on fourth down because I'm not a piece of shit. I'm not trying to run up the score, which I've only had the opportunity not to do that twice in like 10, I'd say 40 seasons, 10 game cycles. But I'm playing it straight. But I forgot what I'm saying. I will pick it up on the back end somewhere and start talking about this again. But this game is so flawed. And I here's what I guess I'm confused about. NBA 2K21 didn't come out and say, hey, we did our best, it's a pandemic. Madden didn't come out and say, hey, we did our best, it's a pandemic. And I guess that's because people would then go, why are you charging us $60 or whatever? But to me, like, I don't know. I feel like we're just buying it for upgrades on the rosters anyway, to a point. So just sort of be honest and say, we did our best. We believe in this game. I guess they didn't say that because they might not. They might just be like, we've kind of put a mailbox turd into the ether. But so I remember what I was talking about. I hope this is fun for somebody because it's not fun for me to have to yell like this while the Cubs keep giving up home runs. Okay, so I'm 1-2. And when I play league games, I want to win. So that puts me in a different mindset. When I go online and I'm playing some guy that only knows how to scramble with Lamar Jackson, I don't fucking care if I win or not. The same guy who celebrates after every first down by squatting and doing the left-right fucking hand dance, whatever, which, honestly, how many broken screens are there going to be because Madden was like, hey, let's put in celebrations every fucking time anything decent happens. It's insane to me. And if you do too many celebrations, you're a dong. But I will say that it's tough not to do a celebration because it tells you to do one of four celebrations. If you don't, your guy just stands there like such a dipshit. You're like, I just want him to act like a human being. But then to do that, he acts like an asshole. Kind of a metaphor for 2020 or the American right. Okay. So I've been playing this league. I know I want to win, so it makes me focus on the game. Like, what I'm trying to do and what I'm trying to achieve, I really want it to work. And that's when you go face-to-face with a bad game. Because first of all, I didn't think the NFL or Madden's representation of NFL was run it up the middle like a fucking diamond tip dick and just keep fucking ramming it. That's not a good reference anymore. I should be better at that. But anyway, ramming it forward. 4 yards, 3 yards, 6 yards, 9 yards, 4 yards, 5 yards, 12 yards, 22 yards. I played the Cleveland Browns and it's like, there's no stopping anyone in this game. Defensively, the hit stick is just a way to watch my guy sort of lean forward and stumble like he's like concussed or he's drugged or he's been shot by a sniper from far away and he's just kind of like, whoa, I didn't expect that. So there's like, it's impossible to stop the run consistently. I've got the Washington football team, the Washington Warrens to you, and they cannot stop the run. Like, Chase Young should be able to stop the run. Second, Chase Young, Matthew maybe is his name, Matthew Ioannidis, I don't know, my defensive tackle, and Ryan Kerrigan. Real strong, guys, real strong. And these dudes can't get to Chase, what's the fucking guy's name? Baker McField King, that's his name. The dumbass Browns quarterback. So Baker McField King is standing in the pocket without any worries, just picking me apart, just waiting for Odell Beckham Jr., OBJ, to do his cross, to leave my cornerback in the dust, throw it way ahead of him, have OBJ do this fucking weird-ass, totally legit, but weird-ass, stretch, one-handed catch over and over. Well, my guys can't get to Baker McFuckface. And I'm just like, come on, just let me get to the, stress him in some way, knock him down at least. Instead, it's just like, whoop, 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 and I'm getting fucking killed. And then simultaneously, not simultaneously, but play, alternating plays, I'm getting the fucking ball jammed into my defensive line, and just, you know, they're just sort of cool with it. They're just sort of hanging out. Let's let it happen. We aren't into this. There's a pandemic. Let's fucking play at 30%. It's really frustrating. And then another thing is every cornerback in Madden 21 is better at catching the ball than nearly any wide receiver in Madden 20. Like, cornerbacks, I shouldn't even say cornerbacks, defensive backs are fucking glue-handed motherfuckers. They're just like running, catching everything they want. Simultaneously, every wide receiver in Madden is basically getting like a full court Grant Hill pass, and then they think, I'm going to Christian Laettner this. I'm going to grab it, and I'm going to fucking put it on the floor, and then I'm going to get it back, and then I'm going to shoot it through the uprights, I guess. I don't know what the psychology is in the last part. Dudes cannot catch the ball. Where the fuck is the catch? I have a tight end who I traded from the Rams. I gave up Bryce Love to get this tight end. I think his name's Gerald Everett. It might not be, but I think it is. This dude, who has like an 85 overall rating, he's a star rating, cannot catch the ball. Well, his favorite thing in the world to do is jump up, grab it, and then get hit, and then slam it into the turf repeatedly. That's the one animation this dude has. I actually think he might be broken, and he doesn't have like a catch and run the ball forward animation. I'm so baffled by it. It's so weird. So basically, your team can't catch, but their team can catch when you're throwing the ball. Super fun. Now, apparently, the drops are even worse, which is fucking chef's kiss on that, guys. I'm just baffled. I know there's going to be an update probably in November that is going to revamp the game and reorganize everything. But for our league right now, I'm like, oh, should I trade like everyone for like this shitty, like a cornerback with a 38 on catch who's going to basically be the greatest wide receiver on defense ever? Should I quit? Should I trade Chase Young? He's never going to get to the quarterback. I'm so frustrated. The Cubs are down 2-0 at the end of the second, and it's just dumb. It's just dumb. I'm tired of them losing. I don't like it. We're going to have, you know what? Actually, I've got another beef, which is Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 1 and 2. Now, at the last episode, I'd only been able to download it, and I hadn't been able to play it except the practice. And I got to tell you, as a huge, huge fan of Tony Hawk's series over the years, now going back into it, it's fine. I would give it a good score. That's my rating for it. It's good. And it apparently is like the fastest selling sports game in history. Kudos to them. Like, I'm so glad, because I think it'll lead to more Tony Hawk games. But I'm sort of like, yeah, I'm playing Tony Hawk again. Okay, let me go find 5 things. Let me go do a bunch of spins and go to a revert and then do a hand plant. Fine, all fine. But the reality is, yeah, I've done it before. And for $40, I think I could do without it. you know, that's my take. Instead, you know what I'd love? A fucking PlayStation 4, where I could play all the games that I haven't played, but I want to play, because that's what I should be doing with my time. Not fucking yelling at, not having to experience a right-handed Tua. It's so dumb. A right-handed Tua. It fucking boils my blood. I just can't believe it. Like, who would do such a thing? Oh, this character is interesting. Let me fucking cut off his face and shove it up his butt. That's basically what he's done. And also, oh, that's so hilarious. You guys just missed a great moment, which was scary as hell. I'm in a house alone, and right when I said that, I'm recording on a channel, and then I heard some audio from, in fact, I'm gonna keep it so you can hear what happened, and then you're gonna be like, what just happened? But that's how I feel. It was just like a voice from nowhere just said the scariest, weirdest thing that was also mocking and hilarious in its way. Okay, here's the deal. We're having Joey Devine come on in the next episode to talk NBA 2K21, which he fucking hates. He loves the series. He's a comedian, and he does Roundball Rock, the podcast, if you love basketball. So that's what's coming next week. We're going to record this weekend. This week has been a shit show. I just finished the 53rd chapter of my book. It's hell on earth. I've got one to go, and then I can give it to my agent, and then I can become an all-star sports anomaly podcaster like the days of yore. But for now, you get this rant and just me screaming about some stuff. Also, another thing, I remember this moment where I went to bed and I was like, you know what? I'm really excited about about a thing finally in the sports world. The MLB playoffs are fucking cool as shit. I'm so excited for them. I can't believe how fast it's coming up. And all of a sudden, it's going to be like all these teams. And then Ruth Bader Ginsburg died. And I'm like, how the fuck can we just have, can we not make Tua right-handed in every facet of our lives? Can we just have some good things stay good for like until the world's not going to be on fucking fire? Also, the world's on fire. Eat less meat. Okay, that's it. Enjoy your week, your weekend. Enjoy your night. I'm not going to stop you from enjoying your night. I want you to enjoy your night. I want the sandwich you're eating. I hope it's fucking delicious. I hope it's the best sandwich you've eaten in 9 years. And you're like, holy fuck, I can't believe this sandwich is this good. That's what I want for you. Thank you very much. Oh, I guess I'm supposed to talk about the Netflix minute. I don't have anything to talk about because I don't watch enough movies anymore, but I'm going to look up my list, and boy, I've prepared for this. Watch Fletch, number one. What did I watch recently? Oh, The Social Dilemma. You've already seen it. Great. Ratatouille. Great. Really, I just want you to watch The Apartment, the 1960 movie. It's, if you liked When Harry Met Sally, you're going to love this. And who doesn't love When Harry Met Sally? And if you don't, yeah, you're one of the, you got to rethink some things and quit changing the handedness of a quarterback. All right, that's it. That's our show. Go to patreon.com/sportsanomaly if you want to give us some money. If you don't, I don't blame you. Ha ha ha.